Welcome to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Good morning, everyone. Andrew Mays with you for the Breakfast Bite on this Wednesday morning, October 9 of 2019, as we head towards a big sporting weekend highlighted by a Caulfield Guineas Day. If you missed any of the guys outside broadcast yesterday from Caulfield, make sure you head to the website rsn.net.au to get the latest and be listening today, of course, throughout the Breakfast Club Racing Pulse and RSN Central with Gareth Hall from 10:30. Let's start, though, with an eye on the cricket, which starts tomorrow. All the Shield fixtures that are going to be very important this year. There's spots up for grabs, and Mitchell Starc knows he won't be playing every test this summer.
Everyone wants to play every game, whether it's around for the summer or not, will probably be determined by the fitness of the group and the fitness of the fast bowlers.
More from him in just a second. The Australia's T20 squad being announced. We'll hear from Trevor Hones as well. There's plenty of footy news from all the trade table talks that are going on. A-League rugby, supercars, tennis, NRL, and plenty more.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Breakfast Club returns after six this morning as well. Looking forward to Scotty Gullen coming back from Doha. He'll join Sherelle McMahon and Adam White to take you through your Wednesday morning. We'll have the early mail for you before 7, so hopefully Scotty can get us a winner there. Mark Stevens from Channel 7 in the studio after 7 this morning with all the latest trade news. And then from 7:30, Mitch Creek on Southeast Melbourne Phoenix Membership Day will join us on the phone. Looking forward to hearing what he had to say about being involved in that historic win last week over Melbourne United. Todd Woodbridge to join us. A couple of interesting names returning to the Australian Open next year. Craig Noon from Melbourne City. Speaking of interesting names, he's got a fantastic story. He'll join us after 8 this morning. And Andrew McDonald, coach of Victoria, ahead of the start of the Sheffield Shield, he'll jump on the line too. So there is a lot to get through on a very busy Wednesday morning. Let's start, though, with the cricket news from yesterday. You heard from Mitch Starc off the top there talking about selection. There was plenty of talk about selection because Trevor Hones, chairman of selectors, had his press conference yesterday announcing the T20 squad. This is, first of all, what he had to say about that squad.
The idea is, I think there's 20 to 22 T20 internationals between now and the upcoming World Cup. So we feel the squad has a good mix there of top-order batsmen, middle-order batsmen, and plenty of bowlers there that offer a wide variety of difference in our view.
Stay with Trevor Hones because there was a couple of big names that missed out. First of all, what did he have to say about Darcy Short not being in the squad?
Yeah, of course. There is always unlucky people when it comes to selecting any squad or team. And Darcy operates in the area where there's just happens to be Smith, Warner and Finch, and it's probably difficult to squeeze one of those fellows out. Darcy obviously is a standby player at this stage.
Chris Lynn was a name missing from the squad as well. This was interesting from Trevor Hones.
Chris Lynn, we haven't considered him at the moment. Chris at the moment isn't playing any cricket locally or within Australia. Sure, he's been travelling the world playing T20 cricket. If he performs very well in the Big Bash, the upcoming Big Bash, our season here, of course, we can revisit that.
Have selectors talked with Lynn at all about that?
No, I haven't spoken to Chris at all yet. To be honest, I don't know if he's in the country.
Very interesting stuff there surrounding Chris Lynn. We'll finish with Trevor Hones because talks soon turn to the test side ahead of the start of the Sheffield Shield season tomorrow. He says there's plenty of spots up for grabs, including the opener's position.
The slate's wiped clean, of course, but different conditions, of course, but it's nice if we have in-form openers. There's no doubt about that. We'd like to see them all scoring runs to make our job even more difficult. David knows what he has to do. So same with anybody, same with Marcus Harris, same with any of the players that played in England, they know that form will be important.
More cricket to come later on in the Breakfast Bite. We'll hear from Mitch Starc and captain of Victoria, Peter Hanscom, ahead of what should be a fascinating start to the Shield season against South Australia tomorrow. Hopefully the weather holds up because it was pretty average yesterday. Let's head to the footy world now, where Willy Rioli has broken his silence. This is what he had to say to Channel 9 last night.
I'm just a bit embarrassed, you know, but like I said, I just want to just let everything work itself out. And, you know, I know I've got great support here. And, like I said, I've been proven doubters my whole life. So I'll definitely come back bigger and better. Yeah, everything will take place over time. And I've got no time frame on anything. I guess want to just keep training and keep improving. So, yeah, that's all I can say.
Willy Rioli there speaking yesterday to Channel 9. Let's head to one deal that has been done, and it's only because of free agency that this has gone through. Adam Tomlinson will be a D next year. This is what he had to say after making the move from GWS.
Definitely been emotional, but super exciting. I get to start a new chapter, get to be back in Melbourne, sort of close to family and friends. I caught up with Goody a fair few times, and the way he spoke to me and the characteristics of the footy club aligned with sort of who I am, and the role he set forth to me and what he sort of presented was really encouraging, and that's what sort of sparked the intention. So obviously, I've sort of played every position under the sun, and it's been something that's been really good for me, but at the same time might have left me out of the side at times. And we've spoken about playing consistent roles, being able to have a purpose over pre-season, and once we start games sort of being cemented in that spot and being able to sort of get some continuity with my footy. A fresh start's sort of what was needed after the form I was in. I sort of went up and down for the last 9 weeks, and it was sort of something I needed to do.
Adam Tomlinson there, that is a deal that has been done, although only needed one club to cooperate. So yes, we wait and wait and wait. Let's get a few updates here. Chris Grant speaking on the Bulldogs website last night about why they need Josh Bruce and Alex Keith.
We're an incredibly young team still, and in some ways over the last 12 months, we've actually got younger. So a couple of players that we're looking at the moment, we think fill that brief for us. But at the same time, we've got to try and get the job done. But we're quite confident that that both those players will end up being Bulldog players by the end of it, which will be really quite helpful for us.
A few updates from Adelaide as well. We'll start with Justin Reid, the list manager over at Adelaide, on Alex Keith, speaking on Triple M yesterday.
He's going to be back to full training by Christmas. So I know Alex is really clear and happy with the advice that he's getting Adelaide Football Club. So I think that's just a bit of posturing by others to try and dilute Alex's value. But, you know, we rate Alex really highly, and obviously he was looking for long-term security, and the Bulldogs have been able to put that on the table, but there's still a long way to go with regards to that negotiation.
And what about Sam Jacobs' future? This also on Triple M yesterday from Justin Reid.
It's an interesting one. Obviously, we've had good dialogue with GWS and with Sam. They obviously got compensation around the Tomlinson free agency to the Melbourne Footy Club. So I guess they're just working through, if they do lodge the paperwork around the restricted free agency rules, whether that will dilute the compensation they've already received. So we've just got open communication with GWS to see how that plays out over the next, I guess, 24, 48 hours.
Justin Reid there speaking on Triple M yesterday. Let's head to Scott Lucas now, who spoke on Trade Radio about Tom Papley. He's in charge of him.
I'm comfortable to say that Carlton is his preference, but we just understand how the trade period works out, and we keep all options open. Look, there's a fair bit to play out, no doubt about that. Sydney, it's quite well documented, have a fair bit going on, don't they, with Joe Danaher as well. So fair bit to work through for both parties, but we've had good conversations with the Swans.
Scott Lucas speaking there on Tom Papley on Trade Radio yesterday. So a fair way to go in that one. We'll hear more from Scott Lucas a little later in the Breakfast Bite. Let's head to a bit of tennis from yesterday, and it was the launch of the 2020 Australian Open. Craig Tyler, the CEO of Tennis Australia, had this to say about the return of Andy Murray after the 15-minute farewell package at the start of this year.
He had to go through a very rough year, have the hip surgery, and then test out how it is. And he's recovering on a road to recovery that's a lot faster than you would normally expect. But after all, it's Andy Murray. He loves to play. Tennis is his world. It's his life. And you know, in recent conversations with him, actually as soon as this morning, he's excited about coming back.
Craig Tiley also spoke about the return of Kim Clijsters. Hopefully we see her next year.
We're talking to her and her team. She's in training right now, and she wants to launch her comeback in Australia. This is one of her favourite places, and we call her Aussie Kim, of course. And over the coming month, we'll look at any decisions that related to that. But she's a former champion. She's great for the event, and we want to help where we can.
Craig Tiley, CEO of Tennis Australia, speaking yesterday. Speaking of the tennis, Sue, a couple of the results from yesterday over in Shanghai, and Andy Murray and Fognini got very heated yesterday. Have a listen to this point where Murray accused Fognini of yelling as he was hitting the winning volley.
It's a terrific first volley. Fognini expecting it to the forehand side.
Murray leads 6-5.
And you say the same to everyone. You say that, mate, you do the same in every match, doesn't matter who you're playing.
I'm listening, this I know exactly.
So what happened? When I had a volley on top of the net, he shouts, shut up. When I have a volley on top of the net, he shouts and then tells me, don't look at me. I'm like, you just shouted in the middle of the
You're telling me stuff that I know. I understand.
Yeah, but he's the one.
You're not giving me any chance to deal with him.
Amazing stuff yesterday between Andy Murray and the chair umpire there with Fabio Fognini, the naughty man in the chair just next to him, telling him to shut up on the way through too. He ended up losing the match, Andy Murray, in a tiebreak in the third. 7-6, 2-6, 7-6. But some very positive signs considering Fognini is seeded number 12. At number 10, rather, in this tournament. A few of the other results from yesterday. John Millman, good to see him continue his good form. 6-3, 7-5 over Pella. Unfortunately, the news not so good for Alex Diminor. He was knocked out in straight sets by the 16th seed, John Isner. 7-6, 6-4. We'll continue to monitor that tournament over the next couple of days. Time to head to a bit of A-League action now as... It's upon us before we even knew it. You wouldn't even know, really, that the A-League is starting on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. But there is a Melbourne derby. Melbourne City will play Melbourne Victory at Marvel Stadium. Robbie Cruse, unfortunately, though, for the Melbourne Victory, has been ruled out. We won't see him in round one. Hopefully we see him in round two. This is what he had to say.
This pre-season in Australia is something I'm not used to, the being so long, so... quite tough to then get through and then obviously to miss this game. So, and then on top of that being the Melbourne Derby, which is, you know, a big game for the league and for us, it's really disappointing, but you know, don't want to take any unnecessary risks. So hopefully I'll be back as soon as possible and hopefully the team can get the job done in the game. I enjoy my time in Germany, but you know, for my wife, we have a young son now, so I think it was the right time to come home. And Melbourne Victory, you know, you really looked after me and came hard for me. And obviously to come full circle to where it all started, and they really helped me, you know, turn me, you know, into the professional and the person I am back then when I was, you know, in a little bit of trouble. So, you know, I'm really happy to come back and hopefully repay the club.
Robbie Cruse speaking there yesterday. Hopefully we see him in a fortnight's time. What a shame we won't be able to see him in the derby this week. Roy O'Donovan, he's been to a couple of A-League clubs. He lands at his third this season at Brisbane, and he's happy to be working with Robbie Fowler as well.
Yeah, genuinely, really can't wait. Seems like it's getting longer every year. This year especially, it's been quite a long pre-season, having lost in the FA Cup in the second round, so it's been extra long in the paddock. But yeah, can't wait to get going. Of course, look, he's going to be completely different as a player. He had a cheeky, instinctive side to him. As a manager, as you know, you have to be a little bit more organised and a bit more shrewd, which I think he is. I think he'd say himself he's a good man manager, he's good with people. He's a really good guy. He wants us to play the right way, and yeah, the lads are buying into what he's saying.
Time for a break on RSN 927 at 5:45 on your Wednesday morning. After this, we'll catch up with the action from the Rugby World Cup overnight. Supercars in the build-up to Bathurst this weekend, NRL, and all the rest of the footy trade news next.
This is the Breakfast Bite.
Mostert now with Kitsoff. Stain wants it. Goes behind him. Brits. Oh, Brits with a big step. Brits going for the line. He's over. Try Awarded.
South Africa last night, 66 points to 7 winners over Canada in a shellacking at the Rugby World Cup. Australia, meanwhile, play on Friday against Georgia. They've made 10 changes to their lineup. One of those is Matt Tamil, who will be playing at fly half. Australia still not really sure what their best combination is. Here's Michael Checker speaking yesterday.
I think pretty clear with our team is over the years we've been able to build a fair bit of depth. I think we've got a lot of competition with players that are very even in many positions. And I think the idea of giving everyone a chance to contribute, I know that different teams have different strategies in how they want to approach it. Some want to go with the same players all the time and maybe rest out. We feel like keeping players competing for spots is working for us. I think we're playing some good footy. And here's another chance for other guys to do the same, guys who didn't play in the last game.
Just on Matt Tamil, what is it that you've seen from him in the first few weeks to get him into that starting spot?
He's a different type of player to, say, Leliafano and Foley. He's a different style. He's a different type of defender as well. And he's done well, I think, in the opportunities that he's been given there. Admittedly, they've been in second halves when we've had a bit more of a direct line as to what we're doing, and we want to try and start like that now. So we're giving him the opportunity to show his wares there. Christian on the bench, so we've got those two sort of working in tandem in this game, just in a different order.
Michael Checker there speaking yesterday last night in the Rugby World Cup, South Africa 66-7 over Canada. Speaking of South Africans, fantastic news that Dale Steyn as well will be a part of the Melbourne Stars this summer in the Big Bash. That is brilliant news that's come through in the last 24 hours. John Hastings warned us about it yesterday, said there'll be a big announcement, and we'll see Dale Steyn in green this summer. Brilliant get for the Big Bash. Some news last night as well in the NRL with one of the Melbourne Storm's finest for the last 9 or 10 years, Will Chambers. He's going to go and play rugby in Japan. So a code switch from rugby league to rugby union. And after 215 games, he is off from the Melbourne Storm. They had their best and fairest count last night. And Dale Finucane actually beat Cameron Smith. So a wonderful win for Dale Finucane. And congratulations to him on a fantastic season that didn't end up in the ultimate team success for the Storm, but they can still be very proud of their efforts. Let's head now to Trent Robinson. Speaking of success, he's now coached back-to-back flags, the first man to do it in almost 25 years, and he hopes that the grand final isn't just remembered for the refereeing. He spoke to Channel 9 last night.
Look, I think in the long run it won't. I think getting back onto the 34 players that battled out that game. I think if we get back to that eventually, that'll be what it should be remembered for. I think both teams fought hard and had to dig deep, and it'll get back to that soon.
How will this Roosters team be remembered?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, I think we've got great players, but they're a gutsy team. They're a hard-working team, and I think they've played a style that it's made the Roosters proud. So I'd like them to think that people have loved the way that they've played in the last couple of years.
Trent Robinson speaking last night. Amazing that a lot of the players have to switch their focus now to national duties. Wade Graham here is very happy to be back part of the Australian team. The rugby league season continues for the national representatives this week.
You know, it's something I'm really proud of, actually, to be honest, because of Bordeaux's the captain of Australia and the captain of New South Wales, and we play the same position. So, you know, I'm really proud of the fact that I've been able to force my way into teams another way, because if I didn't have that versatility or I didn't have that ability to play another position, I probably, you know, might miss out on the rep scene. So, yeah, we'll just see how we go over the next few weeks, but it's certainly a role I enjoy. It's always an honour to play any representative game, and, you know, certainly for Australia, there's no higher honour than representing your country in your chosen sport. So, yeah, fingers crossed. I'm in that final 17 in a few weeks. But, yeah, I'm really, really excited to be proud back in this setup. And, yeah, I can't wait for the next, month or so.
To Supercars now, Craig Lowndes speaking on the Fox Sports podcast yesterday, their motor racing podcast. He is looking forward to chilling out and just being a co-driver at Bathurst this year.
I'm actually going to enjoy it, to be honest, because you don't look, well, I'm hopefully speaking for Jamie, like, I'll just focus on a race car, he'll focus on a qualifying car. As a lead driver, and as Lee will, be focusing on a bit of both. And the pressure of that is immense. So for me, I'm just going to enjoy the ride. Like, just go there, have fun, go do your signings, you know, have my glass of red at night, and basically just chill out.
Not bad from Craig Lowndes. If you want to hear a bit more of the build-up, we've got it all here for you on the way to Bathurst with Scott McLaughlin and Jack Revolt. New podcast episode has just dropped of Balls and Bumpers, so make sure you head to the website rsn.net.au to have a listen to that. Jack's still in celebration mode. And Scotty McLaughlin, tell you what, he'll be in celebration mode if he can get the job done this weekend. We're all behind him. We did chat to him on The Breakfast Club on Monday too, so head to the website if you want to catch up on that. To the cricket world now, a bit more news from yesterday. Peter Hanscom speaking about the build-up to the Sheffield Shield season, which starts for the Vics tomorrow against South Australia.
Yeah, preparation's been good. We've got, there's some slight changes between our red ball and our white ball team, which is good, which means that the guys have been able to prepare for their stronger format of the game, and will come in with a lot of confidence going into the first Shield game. So it's been pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's tough, but that's the game. It's a 12-month-a-year game. Now you've got to be able to chop and change in between one days, T20s, and the longer format of the game as well. And the best players in the world do it, and they do it well. So that's the goal for the rest of us.
He seems constantly, Peter Hanscom, to be answering questions about his technique. And he spoke about his summer in England yesterday as well. And, of course, that question came again.
Yeah, good fun. I mean, it's nice. It's always good fun playing county cricket over in England. And then playing at Lord's is even better. So it was great. Good to go out there and just bat at the tempo that you want to bat and try and bat for as long as you can. I'm just going to back in whatever I want to do and go from there. When it comes to my technique, it's been enough said about it, so I'm just going to commit and do it.
Peter Hanscom there speaking about his technique. Let's head to Mitchell Starc. He spoke yesterday knowing that he won't play every test this summer.
So yeah, look, that's part and parcel of the selector's job, is trying to pick the right setup for conditions, way you guys are feeling and the rest of it. So everyone wants to play every game, whether it's around for the summer or not, will probably be determined by the fitness of the group and the fitness of the fast bowlers. I think the fact that we've all grown up together and play a lot of cricket together takes away that disappointment when you've all got the bigger picture. Yeah, you can't be perfect every test match, and as much as players try to be perfect, as you know, we also make some mistakes. So yeah, it's back in home conditions, and we'll just see how we go this summer.
Back to the footy world now. We'll start with Scott Lucas. You heard him talking about Tom Papley and that trade, which still has a long way to go earlier. He also shut down a bit of trade talk around Tom McCartan and him possibly being involved in any switch.
Certainly nothing from our end with regards to Tom. Swans love him. He was a young draftee. He's 2 years into his career, shows enormous size, but I can understand. Like this time, you have people in the game that look at it and go, "Well, if Sydney get Joe Danaher, what does that mean for a Tom McCartan? Essendon need a key forward. They're easy dots to join, but look, certainly nothing would be happening with Tom at this stage. He's loving his time in Sydney. He's contracted, and the Swans love him."
Scott Lucas speaking on Trade Radio yesterday. He also gave us an update on Paddy McCartney's brother at the Saints.
Paddy caught up for a meeting with the concussion specialist, which is normal protocol for any of the guys within the AFL that have suffered a concussion. He's going to have some more tests. He wants to play on. I'd like to be really clear on that. He would like to play on. It's an ongoing discussion with those concussion specialists, but there has been signs of improvement, which is great for him. He's on the list. He's contracted. He's, to my understanding or belief, he's like any injured player that's going through, I guess, a rehab or a period away from the game as such, because he's not able to play from an injury sustained again. Yeah, look, Paddy, just rounding up, support of the St Kilda Football Club has been great. He's like certainly a more sensitive issue than a standard injury, but with the concussion that he's had. But basically, St similar, follow the protocols there, and we look forward to seeing him back in the not-too-distant future.
Scotty Lucas speaking on Trade Radio yesterday. Plenty more to come. A lot of trade talk throughout the morning on The Breakfast Club, so don't move that dial from RSN 927. Looking forward to having Scotty Gullen back, part of the team this morning. He'll join Whitey and Sherelle on a big Wednesday show. Todd Woodbridge, Mitch Creek, Craig Noon, Andrew McDonald, Steve Owen with all the latest trade news and the early mail coming your way on a packed Wednesday. Enjoy the morning, enjoy Racing Pulse, and enjoy Gareth Hall and RSN Central after 10:30 as well. We'll catch you tomorrow.